I'm such a fan of Coppers.
You are.
I reckon I've got the goods. I can contribute to the show. So what I've done is I've gone into the sound lab, the laboratory of audio.
And the JP Gilburn sound lab.
Yeah. And it's kind of like Abbey Road Studios almost. And I've come up with a song that I want to be considered for inclusion in this new Coppers musical.
Oh my God. Yeah. Because you're one of Dublin's most prolific songwriters.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Singer-songwriters. So you've already penned a song.
I have penned a song. Yeah.
For Coppers the musical.
Uh-huh. I was musing the other day and I just came up with a little ditty. Now it's called Copperface Jacks, and I think you might recognise the original tune on which it's based.
I was wondering what you would use. This is perfect.
Whoa. Not that perfect.
Come on. Oh yeah. It's the Jackson Court Hotel.
Yes it is.
Attracts a certain clientele. Teachers, nurses and the guards. Hope it's scoring's on the cards. You can tell enough from here, cause they're dressed in culture gear. Wellies and O'Neill's hoodies and inter-county jerseys. On Friday night, well their queue stretches down Harcourt Street. On Friday night, Yorkie-eyed. On Friday night, if we don't get in, what will we do? Head across the road. 2D2. Copperface Jacks.
It is.
Copperface Jacks.
Come on.
Copperface Jacks.
Oh my God.
You know that I'll be back.
Here I am.
Copperface Jacks.
Once again.
Copperface Jacks.
Pop the world.
Copperface Jacks.
Watch my flow.
You know that I'll be back.
Here I go.
The Ray Foley Show.
Ray, JP, Phil, and Dino. This is the breakfast show 98 FM has always dreamed of.
Trust me, take it from me. Ask anyone that's doing their leaving cert if they'd prefer to be doing the junior cert, and they would say yes a million times.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Yo, DJ.
Let's go to the beach.
Now we go live to a bedroom in a high rise somewhere in Dublin.
Mixed, mashed, and sometimes mental.
Available for 21st, 40th birthdays, weddings, dole days, dubs, and christenings.
Alright, study. Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say chat, yo. Alright, here we go for some midweek madness. 8:12 there now. 12 minutes past 8. 43981. 98 FM. Lots of users and use ourselves and use our kids doing the exams tonight. I don't remember the leaving cert myself, I do. I failed me English higher paper because of me punctuation. Yeah, I was an hour late for the exam. Come here.
What?
Come here.
What?
Come here.
What?
Did I ever tell you this, right? I failed my medical school entrance exam because of nerves. Yeah, the correct answer was blood vessels. Seriously though, if she's doing the leaving right, just use your heads. Me dad always advised me that if you use your head, you can succeed at anything. It's why I hate cleaning the toilet though. Pass the head and shoulders. Gentlemen, 43981. And those below to us there. Oh, yeah, though. He says, J.O., the wife loves to take charge in the bedroom, she does. She's always forcing me to do things I wouldn't even dream of doing. Like picking up my dirty socks off the floor, for example. Kill, kill, kill. Shout out to Ricky and Sars there. He says, J.O., bit of a tricky one here. Me and the missus have decided that we want to have two children. Bit late, though, because we already have three. Kill, kill, kill. Do you know what? Sometimes I do worry I might be going a bit colourblind. It only happens once in a brownish, purpley moon, though. And speaking of the moon, here's Mooney and Duff, 98 FM.
98 FM.
This is great. I really love it.
Is 98 FM.
The one about the kids.
Oh, goodness.
Shh, atta girl, good girl.
Settle.
You shush. JP's telling a story. Here, you have some hay there. Just calm down.
And maybe a carrot.
Here's some hay. She's
sure on that there.
That's a good girl.
I was just saying, actually, it's a hell of a week for race fans. Shh, easy, girl, easy. Oh, yeah, settle, settle. Obviously, yesterday was a big day for all of Bess's mates doing the horse racing. 57,000 fans at Cheltenham. Mm-hmm. 3 wins for the Irish. Quivega breaking all sorts of records. And I've been back in the sound lab.
What?
Yeah, I have. Ooh. I have, yeah. I've been working with a few recording legends back in the sound lab again. Now, these guys over the years have recorded several songs about horse racing, basically. It's their speciality. It's true, yeah. I'm sure you've heard of them. They sound quite a lot like the Bee Gees.
I know where this is
just
going.
Just in time for Cheltenham. The world's premier horse racing themed tribute band are back.
Horse racing is not a real sport. Yeah, horse racing.
That's right. It's the return of the GGs.
Yeah, we're all off to Cheltenham.
All the hits in one place. That's actually 2 places because it's a double CD.
You should be gambling, yeah. Gambling, yeah.
Giddy up, boys.
Ha, 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 ha. Ruby Walsh, Ruby Walsh. Ha, 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 ha. Ruby Walsh.
Sing along with your favorites.
Cheltenham. Play some bets, increase your debts. It's Cheltenham.
The songs.
More than a jockey. More than a jockey to me.
And the unforgettable.
How fast is your horse?
Is your horse?
How fast is your horse?
Random phone sound effect. Remember, the GG's greatest hits is not available in the shops because it's f***ing rubbish.
What have you got for us this morning, JP?
I was rudely woken up this morning at about 1:30 by a very creepy sound outside my house. Now, it sounded human, but I'm pretty sure it was
Hey, JP.
It was even creepier than that, Ray. It's
Hey, JP.
Creepier again.
Hey, JP.
Maybe not as creepy as that.
Okay.
And it was either 2 foxes doing the business or 2 cats doing the business.
I've had this problem before. Yeah, foxes do that, where it sounds like a woman screaming.
Well, I don't say, maybe it wasn't foxes, because this sounded really like a baby, like a human baby, 2 babies having a fight, screaming at each other.
Yeah.
And I was too tired to actually
check. Have you ever seen a baby fight?
A baby scrap.
Yeah.
Only on YouTube.
It's great fun.
They bet good money on those,
don't
they?
Swear to God, we're going to have a second one.
I think there's going to be one in Love Hate, isn't there?
Pit them against each other.
In a series, yeah. Baby fights. No, but I don't know what it was. It sounded weirdly like 2 babies having a scrap. I was obviously tired to get out of bed and check if there were 2 babies out there at 1:30 in the morning.
Fox thing is quite.
So I'm fairly sure it was an animal. I thought, isn't it weird how some animals sound like human babies? And then I thought, there's probably a game in this. Roll the tape.
In life, you have choices. Good or evil. War or peace. Dermot or Dave. And the biggest choice of all, baby or beast.
So,
baby or beast.
Baby or beast.
Why must we choose between Dermot or Dave?
Everyone's got to make a choice, right?
Can't we have both?
You're on one side or the other. So, it's baby or beast. I've got a number of clips here.
Oh, no.
And you have to tell me if this sound is a baby or a beast.
Are we taking it in turns?
We're going to take it in turns. You'll each get 2 questions. And then if it's tied after... by the end of it, we'll do a tiebreaker.
We'll pick a baby and we'll have them fight each other.
We will indeed, yeah. Right. So, Ray, you're going to start off. You have to tell me, is this a baby or is it a beast?
That's a beast. That's a dolphin, I think, is it?
You think that's a dolphin? It's a baby?
No!
It's a baby!
Play it again!
That's a baby!
Damn
and
it.
You own a baby. Phil, it's over to you. Baby or beast? Tell me, which is this? Is that a baby or a beast?
That sounds like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber, but I'm going to say it's a beast.
You're saying this is a beast. It's a dog. It's a dog. It's a beast. Okay. Well done. Okay, Foley, you got some ground to make up here. He's in the lead. Is this a baby or a beast, Ray?
I think we've had this on before.
Yeah, some of these may be a little familiar.
Play it again. Is that the dog or the cat that does that? No, it's a beast anyway.
It's a beast, you're correct.
What is it?
It's a cat. It's a cat. Little grey cat. Phil, it's back to you. Baby or beast? What do you think?
Play that. Play it again. Play it again.
Baby or beast, Phil?
I hope it's a beast.
It's a baby.
Oh!
It's a baby making pig noises at the dinner table. Okay, Foley, it's over to you. Baby or beast, 98FM, The Ray Foley Show.
Oh, that's a tough... Oh, my God, make it stop.
I would... One more.
Oh, hang on.
I'd say that's a beast.
You're right, it's a frog.
Get in!
It's a weird frog. And there's lots of videos of these frogs, so when you touch them, they let out this shrill scream.
Yeah, that's like my wife.
Is it? Yeah, when you touch her. Phil, it's back to you. And Phil, by the way, if you get this correct, you've won, because you've got no correct answers. Hang on.
Hang on a minute.
Have you had one wrong answer?
If he gets this one right, he wins.
No, have you had one wrong answer so far, Phil?
One wrong.
You've had one wrong also, haven't you, Ray?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is actually to tie it up, isn't it, the game?
Just stop for a second.
What?
No one cares.
No, I haven't been keeping score of you.
No one actually cares.
Nobody cares. Baby or Beast, The Ray Foley Show, brand new game.
Why do you keep saying this?
Why? Because that's what the choice
the
is.
Gotta get the name in.
As if you're trying to remind people, where did you hear that crap game?
That
was blame Ray Foley for
I'm
it.
Driving the branding home. Here gotta we go, Phil. Baby or Beast?
Ah, come on, that's too easy.
Is that a baby or is it a beast?
I'm going to say beast.
It's a cat, you're correct.
Oh, I thought it was a baby.
I
thought it was a baby.
And listen, just for fun, because nobody's had any fun here, but just for fun, you're both in play.
Okay.
So shout your answer. Is this a baby or is this a beast?
A beast.
It's a beast.
Yes.
It's
a lamb.
Yeah, which is
a baby.
Yeah,
it's a baby. It's a baby beast.
A bear beast.
A bear beast. Play it again. So I'm trying to think then of other songs that could be used in the promotion of the all new Dublin Talks with Adrian and Jeremy on Monday morning.
Because you got to fit their names into the song and the name of the show. It's not that easy.
My one was Jeremy.
That worked.
What about Freddie Legrand? Let me think about it. Instead of the let me think about it, you could have Adrian and Jeremy.
What?
Yeah, sort of. Okay. Needs work.
Okay. Maybe. Will you do that one for us for tomorrow, Dino?
Okay.
Okay.
No, I just want to do that.
Should have kept me big mouth shut. What about one of the greatest hits of all time from 1979, I believe. I think it's 1979. Massive tune. The Weather Girls.
Oh. And yes, please.
It's Raining Men.
Hello, and thank you for calling Dublin's 98FM. Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line. Adrian and Jeremy will be with you shortly. The expectation is rising. Denominator's getting low. According to our sources, 98's the place to go. 'Cause today for the first time, as you're eating your bacon and eggs, for the very first time on 98, we're gonna threaten to break your legs. It's Adrian. Hallelujah, it's Adrian. Amen. I'm gonna ring in, I'm gonna be really blunt. I might even call another caller a phone. It's Adrian. Hallelujah, it's Adrian. amen. He's not tall or dark as you can see, but he does have Jeremy. Listen every morning, they're on live at 10 a.m. You can play our free money minute and then stick around for them. Dublin Talks is the name of the show with callers and chat and more. But whatever you do, don't mention 104. FM 10, stop, it's Adrian.
Yeah! I was in Centre the other day and I was perusing, as I do. I was perusing the magazine shelves.
You're mad.
I thought,
for,
you know what?
You're mad for perusing.
I thought to myself, this is all crap. Look at all this rubbish here. I can do better. Yeah. So I figured, what kind of magazine will I set up? I'll do a lifestyle magazine. Yeah.
Right.
It'll have features on fashion. Readers' true stories.
Yeah.
Maybe the odd showbiz celebrity column. I thought this is a winning formula.
Oh yeah.
This has got to work. Why hasn't anyone tried this before? So then I thought, well, what am I going to call it? These magazines are always called like a pronoun. So you got Us Weekly.
Oh yeah.
You've got You.
Me?
So I thought, what other pronoun can I use? And I thought, oh, Them Magazine. I've done up an ad for it.
In this week's Them Magazine, we've got it covered. The latest style advice for autumn-winter 2013. Black and grey. Were the Nazis onto something? All the best recipes. What wine goes well with divorce? Shocking readers' true stories. This week, my mum is sleeping with my boyfriend, so I left the immersion on all night long. Jacko, Whitney, Heath and Amy. Celebrities who are dead. It's the hot new Hollywood craze, but is it a bad influence on your kids? All the very biggest names give their take on the very biggest issues. Kerry Katona and Love and Relationships, Sybil Mulcahy on Relationships and Love, Amanda Brunker on A Horse, and Aidan Cooney on Health and Fitness. Lose the pounds in 469 easy steps. Plus, build your own replica royal baby. Part 1 free with issue 1. Issue 1 of Them Magazine on sale now, $2.99.
It's a good price point, $2.99.
Build your own replica royal baby, I love it.
The instructions are included.
Mm-hmm. Where the Nazis at to something?
Grey and black, it's a great look. Very flattering.
Amanda Brunker on a horse.
That's Them Magazine.
Yeah, I like it. It's like, but it's like a lifestyle magazine you're doing there. It's like, you know, those kind of magazines are 10 a penny. This is like the, get your interviews and you got your fashion, you got your weight loss tips and your celebs.
It's very easy to look on from the sidelines, Ray, and throw muck and slag it off. What are you doing about it?
Well, my idea, what I've done is I've identified a niche in the market. I've identified a place in the market that, a gap in the market that needs to be filled.
Right.
You know, there's like, for instance, there's women's magazines for women.
Right.
And there's men's magazines like FHM for men.
Sure.
And there's bridal magazines for brides.
Right.
I think you're going to, if you're ever going to get married,
mm-hmm.
you're going to love this. Everyone knows weddings are all about the bride. She's so beautiful. She's a princess. She's the most important person on the planet on her special day. Right? Wrong. Hi guys, I'm Ray Foley, editor of Ireland's newest wedding magazine, Men and Marriage.
Men and Marriage.
Yes, it's true that weddings are very important to women. But did you know that 50% of those who attend and participate in weddings are men?
Oh.
That's where we come in.
Men and Marriage.
In this month's summer edition, Dress to Impress. Why trainers with a suit do look cool, and why you're young enough to get away with it, no matter what your other half says. How to tie the perfect Rambo knot with your tie for the disco. And where the f***
Did you put those cufflinks after the last wedding?
Man and marriage. In our survey, how many Jaeger bombs will it take to make that bridesmaid seem attractive? Read our top tips for killing the awkward round the table getting to know you silence, like how long did it take you to drive from the church? So, do you have any kids? Have you guys had many weddings this year? And are you having red or white? Man and marriage. Our pro photographer Art Van Snapper has must-know pointers for you budding photographers. How to take a load of useless out-of-focus photos at the ceremony. Take a load of blurry snaps at the cake cutting. And then a load of pics in the dark while the band are playing. Man and marriage. There's competitions. Win a trip for two to your local dry cleaners and Mackie D's the day after. Ooh. Tips. Who will cry? Who will be last to bed? How many times will the groom say thank you? And how long will the speeches be? Our expert tipsters give you the odds. Oh, and we'll have a section for the ladies too, where we have a picture of a puppy. They love that sh**. Man and marriage. In your news agent now.
The Ray Foley Show.
Get up!
98 FM.
Crap raps!
It's scary to think that you've actually set the bar quite high with that crap rap.
That was honestly, when you rang me last night and you said, hey, Ray, do you have that crap rap done? I was like, oh, jeez.
Rattle it off in 5 seconds.
Why do we have to do this? What's the point? Why don't we just talk about...
It's something to do, Ray.
Why don't we just talk about telly? You know, so we're talking about Amber a second ago. That's perfectly fine radio.
I've been into the studio and I've spit some rhymes. People call me the White Eminem. They've done that for many years because of my incomparable flow.
Incomparable.
Yeah, so have a listen to this.
Yeah, yeah, girl.
I love it already. I chose the more soulful route.
Yeah, yeah, girl.
Yeah, yeah, girl. Team Ripper for them radio edit. Smooth like panda spread, stick it on your bread, that's what I said. Yeah. In the west of Ireland, born and raised, County Mayo's where he spent most of his days. Ray to the F to the only Y. It's on his birth, sir, don't ask me why. Well, his mom and pop, they named him that. After his dad, he was one cool cat. I've asked you now, so don't give me no chat, or I'll be gunning you down like a rat-a-tat-tat. Ray's doing his thing on 98 with my boy JP, his tiny best mate, from 6 to 10, and they do it daily, going nowhere, unlike Kari's Haley. Dino's got the news and the very latest, and Phillips in sport, never one of the greatest. Add it all up, you got a breakfast show, goes perfect together like O'Neill and Keno. Yeah, doing it for Ireland. One love for Ireland. Yeah, here's the bit of the track where I've run out of lyrics, so I'll spell my name. It's like one of the old tricks. J to the P to the G I L. That's half my name. You got the rest to spell. B to the O to the U R N. One letter to go, and you're finished, my friend. E, that's the letter, and now you're finished. Ha ha, laughing. As you might have guessed, I ain't the best rapper. Came up with these words while sitting on the crapper. Put the rhyme in crime, and I ought to be ashamed. But I'm white and Irish, I cannot be blamed. It's fair to say, I got nothing on Kanye, Eminem, or Jay-Z, or Dr. Dre. Still better than most of the sucker MCs. You're Ryan and Tracy, and you're Ian Dempsey's. What?
You're calling them out. That was absolutely awful.
That wasn't it just.
Lately I've been gaining weight. I think it's down to all the food I ate.
Nice.
But I don't care, cause I'm feeling good. Spending all my evenings eating tasty food. Yeah, I'll be eating food.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm rhyming good with food.
Yeah.
Good food.
Does it get better?
Good food.
Oh, yeah, jeez. Come on, everybody. Sing along at home if you know the words.
I like Chinese with sauce and rice. Sweet and sour, taste real nice. And taste of Italy, get that pasta into me. If it's Thai, then I'm your guy. For yellow curry, I'm not shy. I eat sushi from Japan and chili con carne Mexican. I like the taste of carbohydrates. But I see the results build around my waist. Oh, I'm a slob, I'm a slob, I'm a slob. Everything that kills me ends up in me gob. Lately I've been gaining weight. I think it's down to all the food I ate. But I don't care because I'm feeling good. Spending all my evenings eating tasty food.
Yeah!
Wow.
Woo!
But honestly, there was no news yesterday. It was like, the baby will arrive. And then when the baby arrives, the news is, there's a baby and it's a boy.
So before that point, it was just all filler.
The entire day, all day yesterday. Even on 98 yesterday.
On 98?
Yeah, Dino was over in London yesterday.
She was over in London?
Dino was over in London yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
But she had nothing to say because the child hadn't arrived yet.
Oh.
This is from yesterday on 98FM. Dino's coverage of the royal baby arrived.
Yes, 98FM News can confirm that Kate Middleton has given birth / is giving birth / will give birth to a baby human between 4 o'clock Irish time and August. Hospital sources have been hinting strongly about the baby's gender, saying that much like its parents, it's definitely a boy or a girl, with the smart money being on one of those two options. The resemblance to a person living or dead, related or unrelated, is said to be striking or possibly not striking. As expected, the infant weighed in at less than 2 stone, which seasoned royal observers assure us is well within the industry standard for a royal child. Friends of the family also say Kate and William are experiencing strong positive emotions at this time. It has been suggested this upswing in royal mood and the arrival of the aforementioned juvenile are somehow related. So much so, in fact, the baby is or is about to be referred to as a bundle of joy. Yep. In much the same way as a competitively priced home broadband and phone bundle can bring joy.
Yep.
And after much speculation, it's also been confirmed the baby has a name that's made up of one or more syllables comprised of a combination of some, but not necessarily all 26 letters in the English alphabet.
Yeah.
So congratulations to anyone who picked that in the office sweepstakes. As ever, we'll continue to bring you the very best coverage of the royal birth as and when it does, doesn't, or did happen. For 98FM News, live from Main Street, London, I'm Aideen Finnegan.
On Main Street.